I'm going to tell you, we have been smashed in a new report released by the Community Council for Australia. The findings of the report, titled The Australia We Want, concludes that Western Australia ranks as the worst or second worst state in the country in many of the categories examined. We have the highest suicide rate, more people in prison, and when it comes to giving, and I quote from the report, West Australians are also not particularly generous, despite a few notable exceptions. Well, where has this come from? More importantly, when you listen to this, what do you say about it? 9221882 is the number to call to get your reaction to this new national report that slams us here in Western Australia. David Crosby is the author of The Australia We Want and CEO of the Community Council for Australia. He joins me on the line. Hi, David.
G'day, Gary.
Mate, I don't know whether people want to hear this, but tell us why you think West Australians aren't very giving.
Well, the levels of giving, which we measure through the ATO data, so every year the ATO publish how much people have given and claim back through their direct gift recipient reductions. And look, Western Australia was quite generous up until about 2009, when it was giving about 0.45% of average income to charities, and that's dropped down to 0.33, so over a 20% drop. And the levels of giving now are well below the national average, sitting at around 0.26. And, you know, when you think the rest of the country is giving 0.33 and we were as high as 0.45, it's a bit of a concern.
Okay. Have you heard of telethon?
Yeah. All There's right. telethons all around the country in all different parts of Australia. And when people give, you know, the same level of people who claim deductions back each year will put in deductions for that or won't.
All right. I mean, so I'm saying that, you know, West Australians focus on telethon for a weekend, and in the last one, we raised a record amount of 26 point something million dollars. $200 something million has been raised over the lifetime of telethon. Doesn't that say that, you know, that it's an acknowledgement of generosity?
Well, it's one small, relatively small event when you talk about the billions of dollars that are raised for charities. What you do is look at established data sources that actually look across millions of Australians and look at how much they're giving year on year with a comparable set of data. And the comparable data we have is the ATO data, which is over 12 million Australians, which records how much people claim for giving to charities. Now, it doesn't capture all giving, but it's a repeated, consistent sample with a repeated, consistent methodology. So it's a very accurate dipstick, if you like, of levels of giving.
Okay. Included in some of the findings that you've made today, there's the reference to us having the highest suicide rate in Australia. We've got least amount of female participation in the workforce. I think we're the second lowest there. Our incarceration rates, prison rates, 50% higher than the national average. What does this tell you, or in your words, what does this say about a state which is, you know, full of sunshine, beaches, and what a lot of people would say is a very good quality of life? What's going on here?
Well, it's really hard to know. I'm not a Western Australian, and, you know, I'm not in a position to say, well, this is what I think is happening. I have lived and worked in West Australia many years ago. But to me, what's happening in many parts of Australia is that we're focused on building a strong economy, expecting that if we build a strong economy, that the community will do really well. Well, parts of the community will do really well, but other parts won't. And what this report is showing, it's showing that our communities across Australia and certainly some in West Australia are not doing that well. We're locking up people in prisons at a rate that's, you know, across Australia, it's three times higher than Ireland. You know, it's higher, more than double most Western European countries. That's not a very just society if you keep putting so many of your citizens in prison.
What else do we do with them if they've committed crimes?
Well, I can tell you that in Tasmania, they reduced recidivism reduced the number of people in youth detainee centres by 65% in 3 years because they decided to make that a target. And if you make these things a target and say, hey, actually, we want to achieve this, I have no doubt that if Western Australia wanted to reduce the level of incarceration and made that a priority, that they would achieve it.
In terms of some of the findings around what we give, and I take it you're talking about charities here, is there a potential that there are just too many charities trying to survive out there right now, and that it's the charities themselves that need to look at streamlining and finding ways to stop doubling up on some of the services?
Well, look, I agree that there needs to be greater work by charities. We're not blaming individuals, we're not blaming the government, we're not blaming business, we're not blaming charities. What we're saying is, while we've been focusing on what kind of economy we live in, we haven't put as much effort into what kind of community we are. And I think charities need to step up to the plate, as you say, and make sure that they're achieving real outcomes, just as we as community members need to stop thinking that, you know, if there's a social problem, the government will fix it, or it's someone else's responsibility. I think we can all do things to build stronger communities, but it's up to us. And charities should be lifting their share of the load, and they could certainly do more. They could do more to be more effective in achieving real outcomes and building stronger communities, undoubtedly. That's one of the reasons we did the report.
The one thing that is starting to resonate is this suicide rate. We talk about Western Australia, but we can talk nationally there as well, I know. You know, there has been this increase in the suicide rate. The thing that perplexes me is, particularly as a journalist and broadcaster, is that, you know, there was a time when suicide was not being discussed in the community, and there was arguments that it needed to be so that we could understand it, let people talk about it, and perhaps bring the rate down. It's gone up, and it's never been talked about more. Have we made a mistake with that? Have you got a sense of that, given the findings that you've made about suicide, that we've got it wrong, that we really shouldn't be talking about it as much?
I think we are getting it wrong when the rates are increasing by so much. And I think, as someone who was head of the Mental Health Council of Australia for 4 years, I can tell you that the big enemy of good mental health and reducing suicide, the big enemy is isolation, or the feeling of isolation. And, you know, when you think about it, if Gary, if you look at all these indicators, all of them could be impacted if we were all more involved, if we were all more part of our community groups, our sporting clubs, our charities, if we all got out more and made our women feel safer as men, if we were more involved in our community and less focused on just the economy, then I think we would reduce suicide rates, we'd reduce crime, we'd reduce imprisonment rates, we'd increase perceptions of safety, and we'd become a more generous society because we'd start to recognise that, you know, those other guys with tats and thongs and things, actually they want for their kids what I want for my kids, and, you know, they've got the same aspirations and want to achieve the same kind of society that I do. So I think when we start working together and get out there and engage and be part of things, we can and we should make a difference.
So you reckon there is, I mean, so you're painting a picture of Australia that is perhaps in this day and age completely different to way back, say, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. You're saying that the face of Australia's changed. Is it greed? Is it the I mentality? You're saying that we're more disconnected.
I certainly think we're more, I think we're more isolated and less, we're clearly less involved. We've got less volunteering. But what's really interesting, Gary, is I was really shocked by the volunteering data across Australia. I thought that as we got older, we'd be volunteering more as a demographic. I went and looked at the data at the ABS and talked to them about it. But the age group that volunteers the most is 15 to 17-year-olds. And that seemed ridiculous to me. What are you talking about? And then when you look at it, they go to schools, they're part of sporting clubs and things, they coach junior teams, they're part of the social studies group, they're part of the clean up the creek group. They have opportunities in their daily lives to be volunteers.
Yeah. They have pathways now, though, of course, through school as well.
Which is fantastic. But you and I don't. You know, my employer doesn't say to me, well, David, you can take 2 days off a year to volunteer in our company's name, or, you know, and you kind of think about this, we can change the levels of volunteering if we make it easier for people to volunteer. And there are lots of ways we can do that as individuals, as companies, as charities, and I think we could all work harder at that. The one thing I'd be careful about, Gary, is saying we've got problems here, the government should fix it, because frankly, as someone who's lives in Canberra and sees the national government on a regular basis, I wouldn't be relying on federal government to fix things. I don't think they've had that capacity for the last 5 or 6 years. The instability and inability to prosecute an agenda, I think every Australian recognises. And I think we've lost that kind of sense of national leadership. And we need to step in there as community members, as charities, as businesses, and say, look, we actually want a better Australia, and we're going to achieve it. We're not going to blame you, the government. We're not blaming the people. We're not blaming, but we can actually change it.
All right. Well, let's see if we can, and we'll track what your data comes up with next time you release this report. I do appreciate you joining us today, David.
Thanks, Gary, and I'd encourage people to get out and be part of their community and support charities.
All right. David Crosby there, the author of The Australia We Want, as opposed perhaps to the Australia that we've got and the Australia that we're heading to. The Western Australia that we have, according to this report, is perhaps at odds with how you feel about the state you live in.